Blog Talk Radio.
Shakespeare, and you're live with me, PSM, with Prophetic Perspectives, and we thank God for this another day's journey. The Lord is gracious, the Lord is kind, the Lord is merciful, the Lord is mine, and I am so grateful to be saved today and filled with His precious Holy Ghost. I tell you, people of God, in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the rain, in the midst of the calamities, in the midst of it all, our God still reigns. Our God still sits on the throne, and He's controlling everything. And I'll tell you this. Some of you have been affected by the storm, damaging winds, floods, things of that nature. I want you to know that God cares for you today. I want you to know that God loves you. And anything that is taken away, know that God's going to give you better. You're set up for the miracle in this season, praise the Lamb of God. Don't look at it through the negative. Look at it through the positives, that God has something better for me, praise the Lamb of God, that God has something greater for me, that there's a greater work for me to do. There's a greater, praise the Lamb of God, blessing in store for me. There's a greater manifestation that God desires to give to me in spite of my losses, in spite of, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, whatever has been taken away, whether it's by storm, whether it's by people, whether it's by Satan, no matter how it comes, because you are the anoint of God, because the love of God is set upon you, because you have set your heart upon him, brothers and sisters, you will see God's salvation and God's deliverance more and more and more, praise the Lamb of God, as the years go by. You will see God delivering you, hallelujah, and that word deliverance is impact with greater than just being in a bondage and set free. Hallelujah. That word really means that you will see God's salvation. Hallelujah. You will see God show up and show out in your life over and over and over in the midst of the storm. Many are without power today. Many that can't probably tap into the internet, praise the Lamb of God, and be a part of the show. Hallelujah. Many may be not be able to call in. But I want you to know that the prophet loves you today and that we are praying for you sincerely here. Praise the Lamb of God at PSM International. All people of God, I love you. I love you. I love you. You are God's people. You are my people. Praise the Lamb of God. And I love you one and all today. If you're listening to my voice via the internet and you would like to call in and be a part of our live studio, you can do so today at area code 646-564-9818. That's area code 646-564-9818 and be a part of our live studio. It's amazing to me, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, at the way God is moving across the land. People of God, our hearts go out to those in Waco, Texas, praise the Lamb of God, at the explosion there, praise the Lamb of God, that took place according to the media here, took place, praise the Lamb of God, from an internal means, whereas that something exploded within that fertilizer plant, that all of these people, praise the Lamb of God, have been injured, and the numbers are rising even in the death toll. We're praying for them. We're still praying for those who are suffering the aftermath, praise the Lamb of God, of the Boston blast, the explosions there that were set by someone or a group of people, and those that have been injured and those who have lost lives. I know that they're going through even now the services. President Obama and Michelle are present there and giving their condolences and trying to comfort and bring back a sense of unity and a sense of love and structure back to those who have been affected by that horrific blast there during that marathon. People of God, it's time to be on high alert. It's time to be in prayer. It's time to be in your word, and it's time to be sensitive to the move of the Holy Spirit in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. It's time for us to really turn our hearts and minds to God and seek his face for direction and guidance, to seek his face, hallelujah, for our next move, to seek his face for all that we are planning and doing in this season. And that's from vacations, praise the Lamb of God, whatever it is that you have planned. Brothers and sisters, don't get on a boat without acknowledging God. I cannot stress it. I cannot stress it. Praise the Lamb of God enough that I can feel comfortable with sharing with you, my people, that God, hallelujah, can give you directives at any time. I've shared this before. I'm going to share it again with you. I'll never forget, praise the Lamb of God, sitting there in the airport one year. I was sitting there, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, about to board a plane, and just as I'm talking to you, the Lord spoke to me and said, son, do not board that plane. And I said, Lord, I got to get home. He said, do not board that plane. And I sat there and I started praying and I went in prayer and I said, Lord, what's wrong with this plane? All of these people about to get on here. And I saw all of the children. And when I started looking at the children, the announcer came over and said that the plane had mechanical difficulties and they were the mechanics was looking at these difficulties to try to work them out. And I kept praying. I kept interceding for the children, interceding for the children. Then they came back and said, we'll be boarding shortly. And I said, well, Lord, I guess they fixed it. And the Lord said, do not board this plane. And I said, oh, my God. And I sat there, and I continued to intercede. I continued to pray. I was talking to my wife on the phone, and she was telling me, don't get on the plane. If the Lord is telling you that, do not get on that plane, honey. And I sat there, and I started crying right there, interceding, saying, God, spare their lives. Hallelujah, you're sparing mine. I care for them. You caring for me. I care for these. And all of these children who you can save and allow to be preachers and evangelists and prophets and apostles, God, look today by the blood of Jesus and have mercy. And about time I was ending that prayer, sitting there with tears running down my eyes, they announced that the flight had been canceled, hallelujah, and they switched us to another doorway, jetway. And praise the Lamb of God. And the Lord spoke to me then and say, now you can go. They had changed planes for us. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, understand in this season the importance of you being, as they say, tapped in. It's very important that you be tapped in this season, recognizing, praise the Lamb of God, that God's Spirit can lead and guide you. Don't be gung-ho about somebody inviting you someplace, somebody sending for you. No, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Know that God's will, hallelujah, is for you to go to these places in this season. I'm trying to bless somebody today and help you, praise the Lamb of God, on your journey as you go in this season. My God, my God. I went to the doctor this morning early, praise the Lord, 8:45 appointment. And my cardiologist came in, and he looked at me, and they hooked me all up to the, you know, praise the EKG and all of that kind of thing. And when I sat up, he smiled and said, man of God, you still doing well. Your heart is fine. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Gave me a clean bill of health. So I give God praise. Praise the Lamb of God that I'm in the health that I'm in. Praise the Lamb of God. And knowing he's making it better. Praise the Lamb. People of God, hallelujah, be excited about good health. If your health is good, you better be giving God some praise that you are in good health in this season, hallelujah, of your life. Hallelujah. I thank him today, praise the Lamb of God, that my health, hallelujah, is okay in this day. Praise God. Hallelujah. People of God, with all that's going on, and there's still severe thunderstorm warnings and tornado watches, praise the Lamb of God, at least here in Michigan, I'm seeing it flashing across the screens even now, praise the Lamb of God, all the way till tomorrow morning. So be careful as you're traveling, praise the Lamb of God, and as you're going today, make sure you're being cautious in your way, because this storm, praise the Lamb of God, has been horrific. And it has flooded basements, power outages, and all types of things have taken effect. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They said there's a tornado watch in effect right now. Praise the Lamb of God. So let's be careful as we go. Hallelujah. And prayerful in the name of Jesus. And praying that God cover your loved ones. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In this season and during this time. Praise the Lord. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. It just seems like every time you get to one place, praise the Lamb of God, and you get something seemingly settled, before you can get your hands on it, praise the Lamb of God, good, something else pops off, praise God. And that's the way it's been happening in our nation and around this country, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love you people of God, and I'm just concerned about you. That's why I'm taking this time and sharing with you today. My God, what an awesome God we serve. What love the Father puts in our hearts one for another. And as good people of God, hallelujah, to show concern, compassion, and love one for another. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's prayer time. We're going to pray and go into our prayer hour at this time. Praise the Lamb. Oh, my goodness. And, you know, it's so much to pray for and so many people to pray for. You have a special prayer request. You can push 1 on your dial now. Praise the Lamb of God. And we will receive your prayer request. We will receive your prayer request right now. Praise the Lamb of God. And we will go in prayer for you. Hallelujah. If that is your desire for us to do so. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I want to share with each of you today, praise the Lamb of God, that the love of God, hallelujah, in this season has brought God's ear near to you. I hope you all hearing what I'm telling you today. Praise the Lamb of God. The love of God, hallelujah, is sensitive to you in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. And we need to take advantage of a season when the word of God is rich, hallelujah, and God is responding to our prayers the way he is in this season. Hallelujah. When God is responding the way he is in this season, we need to be attentive in prayer, praise the Lamb of God, to keep God close, hallelujah, to us, to make sure that we're on point with God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because God is speaking in this season. Praise God. We're praying for our sick and shut-in. We're praying for those in penal institution. Hallelujah. I say to you again today, my brother, my sister, that's locked up. Hallelujah. I want you to know that God's love is there. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to go find you a Bible. Hallelujah. Get in the Word of God and find somebody there that discusses with. God can deliver you, praise the Lamb of God, in the inside of a prison, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Be encouraged. Hallelujah. You can come out, praise the Lamb of God, victorious, and God will favor you. Hallelujah. You are there for a purpose, and that purpose just may be that God wants to spare your life and use you, hallelujah, for a greater purpose. Grandmother, grandfather, father and mother, in convalescent homes, praise the Lamb of God. God has not forsaken you. Hallelujah. God is there. Those of you who have parents and grandparents in hospice situations, praise the Lamb of God. We're praying for you that God will keep your heart and comfort you in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As your loved ones prepare to go meet the Lord, praise the Lamb of God. That day must come. Hallelujah. We must prepare for it. We must prepare our hearts for it. Hallelujah. And love on God as he's doing it. Praise the Lamb of God. To those of you, praise God, hallelujah, who are affected by the storm, my son, praise the Lamb of God, just put on Facebook, he's lost a lot. Hallelujah. I know our administrator, Carolyn, West Walker, praise the Lamb. Her basement is flooded. Praise the Lamb of God there in Chicago. And I know many others who have not even sounded the alarm have been affected. Praise God. Y'all know that's my home city. Praise the Lamb. I love me some Chicago. And we are in prayer for you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Come on, let's look to the throne now. Father in heaven, we give you praise and honor and glory. We bless your name for all that you are and all that you do. I thank you, Father, for my early rising this morning. Thank you for health and strength. Thank you for divine love. Hallelujah. Thank you that you love us so much that you gave Jesus for us. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We reverence your holiness today, for holy is our God, holy is our King. Father, as we persist in this fast, we thank you, hallelujah, that in this hour, oh God, we feel you so strong. Hallelujah. You're speaking so clear and you're strengthening, oh God. You're doing a perfect work in us. And we shout hallelujah to you. Your word said in all things give thanks, Father. So, Father, we see room to give thanks because breath is still in our bodies. Hallelujah. We still have our health and strength. So we come to say hallelujah to your name today. We exalt you, Father. We lift you high today because you're the God of God. You're the King of kings. You're the Lord of lords. You're the El Shaddai. You're the Jehovah Jireh. You're El Rapha. You're El Roah. You are God today, El Shalom. You are God. You are peace. Hallelujah. You are healer. You are provision, Father. And so we praise you and we give you thanks for it today. Father, in Jesus' name, we approach your throne humbly, Father. Your mighty works, your hand, your movement in our world and our society, Father, has brought many to their knees and are bringing even more. Hallelujah. Your movement has baffled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, baffled the government, your movement, hallelujah, baffled scientists, your movement, hallelujah, baffled even your people. But Father, move today and continue to do what you're doing until America comes to its knees, until people cry out to you, Father, and recognize that you're Lord, that you're God, that you're King, and that unless you watch over the city is not safe. Unless you watch over the nation is not safe. Father, look today, hallelujah, on those in convalescent homes. Look today on those in prisons. Look on the bereaved today, hallelujah. Look on those in hospice situations. Father, your God, today, let your hand stretch forth. Touch, Father. Strengthen today. Hold close, Father. Somebody needs you, Father. Somebody's slipping away. Somebody's giving up. Somebody can't take no more. Their rope has ended. Grab them, Father. Uphold them with your strong arm, Father. Your God today, your hand is not slack. Your God today, you can reach from the guttermost to the uttermost, Father. Look at her mercy today. Father, in Jesus' name, we continue to pursue you, Father. Hallelujah. We continue to pursue you for power, with our anointing, for glory, that this world can be saved, that revival can burst forth. Oh, God, just as the day of Pentecost was, let it happen again, Father. Let your power endow us. Let your power move in us, oh God, that this world can be saved, that your name might be praised afresh, that people will call on you, that there'll be shouting in the streets, oh God, that men will run to churches crying, men and brethren, what shall we do to be saved? Father, look today, thou who lovest a thousand, hallelujah, look today, thou who hast saved a million, look today, thou who hast delivered countless millions, look today, Father. Father, we thank you today, hallelujah, that you're concerned and compassionate, Father. Somebody's hurting because they lost a loved one, oh God, in Boston. Somebody's hurting. They lost a loved one in Waco. Somebody's hurting because their child is hurting. Their mother is hurting, laying in an operating room, oh God. Father, in Jesus' name, somebody's in emergency today with burns beyond, hallelujah, that the doctor can do anything about. But we know you're a miracle worker. Stretch forth your hands today. Bless today. Heal today, Father. Have mercy, oh God. Have mercy, oh God. Have mercy, oh God. Help us, God. Deliver your people, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, prayer hearing God. I bless you, PSM, but I bless you, all of those that's listening to my voice. I thank and praise God for you. Thank you for praying with us. Praise the Lamb of God. And also for all of you who pray for us, I give God praise for you today. Hallelujah. Knowing that God hears the prayers of the righteous. And I recognize it's not just my prayers that keeps me going. Hallelujah. And keep me doing the will of God. But it's the prayers of those who are standing in the gap. It's the prayers of the intercessors. It's the prayers, hallelujah, of the righteous that availeth much. And I thank God for each of you today. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, hallelujah, I know there is much, praise the Lamb of God, that's on the plate that can be talked about today. Praise the Lamb of God as it relates to what is going on in our society. Hallelujah, what is happening in our world today. There is just so much that we really could get into all over the world, praise the Lamb of God. But today is Word Thursday, praise the Lamb of God. And there is some areas of the Word that I would like to discuss, praise the Lamb of God, with you today and get into this, praise the Lamb of God. Where is my son, Brett? I haven't heard his voice in a minute. Praise the Lamb of God. Is my son, Brett, here? Push one if you can. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. I ain't talked to my son, Brett. Praise, there is my son. Praise the Lord. Son, how are you doing?
I'm excellent, Prophet. I'm good. I'm good. Good, good. Glory. God is good. I'm thankful for my limbs and health and strength.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God.
I didn't get a chance to tell you right before you got a chance to pray. I do have a serious prayer request for my dad. He's going in for cataract surgery next Wednesday. So I just ask you all stand in agreement with me. We're believing God for restoration of his sight and that the surgery will go as a plan. And he lost sight in his right eye about 3 years ago. And we just believe in God that he can be restored completely. I mean, it is a miracle. I'm believing the season of miracles right now. And I'm just believing that God is using me as a vessel. He's using me as a vessel through the season, through these storms, to stay strong in prayer and just to be elevated. So I'm good, Prophet. I'm good. It was a point where my faith was being tested on the beginning of the fast. It was really being tested and challenged, but God is able, man. I am good. I've been in that Word, just letting God build me up. So I thank God.
Hallelujah. I could tell by the words you posted this morning on the page that you in the Word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And son, but the rest of the family is doing well there in California.
Yeah, we're excited. Jasmine got accepted to Howard University. So,
wow.
That's what her dream was. She had been praying.
Oh.
And see my kids. You know, we've set aside a specific time for our family to pray over the last couple of weeks, and we've seen God move in our lives because we've recommitted our lives to prayer as a family. So we're trying to come home in May. We're trying to come back to Michigan in May. And the resources are not right there right now, but we still got 3 weeks. And I know we have an able guy who is our provider. And I'm just pressing in, Prophet. I know that's my assignment.
I just know that you have went to the mailbox with nothing and came back in leaping.
Yes, I have, several times.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I know that our God is able to do exceedingly above anything, praise the Lamb of God, that we can even ask and expect him. God wants to show up in phenomenal ways for us in this season. And people of God, let me share this with all of you again afresh, that on the threshold, praise the Lamb of God, of this 50-day pursuit, praise the Lamb of pushing the plate away, downsizing our meals, and eating the Word of God and baptizing ourselves in prayer for this power and what have you. God said that this would be as a season of Jubilee, praise the Lamb of God, and that we can expect unexpected blessings, that we can expect promises, praise the Lamb of God, to burst forth upon us, praise God, even today, praise the Lamb of God, this morning, while I'm preparing to myself for the show and what have you, the Lord just interrupts, His Spirit comes all over me, and He speaks to me, and He just says, watch what I do for you now. Praise the Lamb of God. And so I'm excited, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They just invited me to come on the Word Network. Praise the Lamb of God. For something. It's just a little something. It's not really me being, they're going to interview me. They want to interview me on the Word Network. I just got that connection, praise the Lamb of God. On yesterday, they called me and asked me could I come in and be in the live studio this Friday night, tomorrow night, hallelujah, at the 7:30, 8 o'clock hour, praise the Lamb of God. So everybody in the area here in Southfield, Michigan, at the Word Network, come on by. You can be a part of the live studio. That's Bishop Bloomer's show, praise the Lamb of God, show hour. We'll be there being interviewed and what have you. So you might want to tune in, praise the Lamb of God, to the Word Network. Oh, my Amen. Goodness. I tell you, God is moving, and He's opening doors, and He's doing things with us and for us, people of God. Also, I want you to understand, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and I say this redundantly, Brett, and that is, hallelujah, how can a miracle be wrought for you if you never get in a condition for a miracle?
Hey, hallelujah.
God show you miracles if he don't allow you to fall into a predicament, praise the Lamb of God, or circumstance that demands a miracle. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. So if God, if we're going to see miracles, praise the Lamb, signs and wonders, then we have to allow God to do what He does, praise the Lamb of God, to set the scene and the surroundings, praise the Lamb of God, to be conducive so that when it happened, praise the Lamb of God, He can receive glory. Hallelujah. That He can receive glory for. Wait a minute, the Lord is speaking. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I bless you today, Father. God, you never fail us on Word Thursday. Thank you today. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. Brett, this word is for you. The Lord said to tell you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that He swept by His holiness that your way is made. God said, tell you to rest, hallelujah, in Him because He has heard your cry.
Yes,
God said,
hallelujah.
Tell you that. He just interrupted me to tell you that. Praise the
hallelujah.
Lamb of God.
Thank you, sir.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
man of God, you've really been in the presence of God. Praise the Lamb of
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
I give
God
glory for that word. You know I don't play that.
I glorify your name. I glorify your name, Father. I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you, Father. Thank you for your word, Father. Hallelujah.
God said you're about to receive more. No, that ain't what He said. God said you're going to receive more in the next month than you have received in the past year.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
God says you're going to receive more in the next 3 months than you have received in the last year. Praise the Lamb of
hallelujah.
Glory to the Lamb of God.
Thank you for your word. Thank you for your vessel, Father. Thank you for your vessel.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Ooh, for your visitation.
Thank you,
unexpected.
God, thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. Do you feel what I feel, man, or am I by myself?
Yes. No, no.
Oh, my God, the presence of the Lord is here on this show.
Yes, Father. Hallelujah. I feel a strong presence.
Hallelujah, man. I just think like you want to shout and run, don't it?
Can't stop sweating right now.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to your name.
My God, my God. What an awesome God we serve. People of God, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lord is here. The Lord is on the show.
Oh,
and we're God for his presence today.
Mm.
Oh, my God. Is he setting it off already? Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Well,
I give him praise.
You won't believe. We have a meeting in the next 20 minutes with dealing with Jada's music, and I don't know what's about to happen. But what I said to Stephanie early this week, I said, maybe we'll meet this man. And he has a big old check for us.
Oh, my God in heaven. He just might, man. All I know is God is going to blow your socks off you again. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, I just love to be a part of the prophetic process. Praise the Lamb of God as a spokesman. Hallelujah, and just watch what God does. People of God, you don't know, but it increases my faith also. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When I see God do the things that he does as he speaks, praise the Lamb, it's really, really an encourager to me. Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. Here's somebody calling in. Eric code 773.
God bless you, prophet.
Oh! My brother calling in.
Bless you. You know,
Lord Prophet.
I was listening to the show, and that young man, I heard the Lord said that he's getting ready to overflow the meal barrel.
Did he talking to you, Brett?
I'm listening, God. Thank you.
He said you've been putting your water pots together. And since you've been putting your water pots together, now he's getting ready to fill them up.
Hallelujah.
My God.
He said, make sure you keep your promise. He said, keep your promise. And you said, Lord, if you do this for me, I'm going to do this. And he said, since you said that, he's going to put you to the test. Holy Ghost said so. Show God.
God.
He said, keep your promise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
God is all over me. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God, what a presence. Hallelujah, what a presence on the release. Father, we give you praise.
Thank you for your word, Father. Thank you for your word.
God, we give you praise. Hallelujah. So God, lift your hands. All you that's listening, if you can, just raise your hand to God. I want you to be a part of this glorious presence. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God.
God said, if you keep your promise, he said, just thank me for your daddy's miracle.
Oh,
his life if you just keep your promise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Father.
But he said he has already set before you an open door.
Prophet Dale, you're breaking up a little bit there, man. Can you get closer to your mic or something?
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Can you hear me now, Prophet?
Yes, that's much better.
Yes.
Okay. So now the Lord said if you keep your promise, he's going to add 4 years onto your father's life.
Hallelujah.
The reason, Lord. He said your daddy had to go through this experience all because he want to get the glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
And to do it, and the only thing he wants you to do is keep your word and keep your promise. Because he said many of my people have promised me if I do this, they was going to do this. They have not kept their promise. And that's why Ichabod and a curse has been set up on their lives. But God said, if you keep your word and you keep your promise,
yes,
God. He bless your seed, Abraham.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
What an awesome God we serve.
Thank you, Papa.
God
Darryl,
in
bless
heaven,
you.
Hallelujah. Woo! Bless your holy name, Father. Bless your holy name for your word today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is going to get glory there. And I know this man of God, he whatever he told God he's going to do, he's going to do it. Praise the
Hallelujah.
Lamb of God. Hey, ain't no doubt in my mind about that one. Praise the Lamb of God,
Hallelujah.
My son.
Hallelujah. You told me to write a covenant when we were in the sanctuary. And, you know, God also gave me a 7-week consecration in the sanctuary that I've kept to myself. And it just came at an awesome time that it lined up right during this 50-day fast. So I know exactly what the prophet is saying to me right now.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Confirmation of the word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Praise God.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, God is a covenant keeper, and he's a keeper of his promise. Here, Prophet Darryl, I've been looking, and we've been reading and studying Psalms and the book of Acts. Praise the Lamb of God. And as I've been studying here in the book of Acts, praise the Lamb of God, I've been looking at how, hallelujah, the day of Pentecost really was ushered in and what really took place there. Praise the Lamb of God. And God has been giving me some little tidbit revelations, praise God, to really look at, you know, what was going on there. Praise the Lamb of God as they were sitting. The book of Acts said they were all sitting together, praise the Lamb of God, and they were all on one accord in the same place sitting. Hallelujah. When this sound shows up as a mighty rushing wind, praise the Lamb of God, that filled the place, and cloven tongues of fire. That's the second chapter of Acts, people, those that want to go there, praise the Lamb of God. And as they're in this, praise the Lamb of God, they all begin to speak with new tongues. Praise the Lamb of God. I mean, it's right in the Bible. Praise the Lamb of God. They begin to speak with new tongues. Amen. Your rendition may say other tongues. Praise the Lamb of God. Other words, the tongue that was their native language, they wasn't speaking in no more. If they spoke Hebrew, they were speaking another language that was foreign to them. They were speaking English. They were speaking another language that was foreign to them. And praise the Lamb of God. We have all of this going on as a result of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God, as we want to call his arrival into the earth realm. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As Jesus told his disciples, the Comforter can't come unless I go back. Jesus went back in 50 days has passed since, praise the Lamb of God, crucifixion. Hallelujah. And so these 50 days represent, in the Jewish tradition, is called Omer. Praise the Lamb of God. Omer is the representation of the counting of nights, not days. The counting of nights. Praise the Lamb of God is the way they count. They count the nights. Praise the Lamb, from the time that they came out of Egypt, the Exodus. Praise the Lamb, from the Passover, the Exodus out of Egypt. And it's something we never think about, people of God. Hallelujah. We look at the blood being applied and say, and the Lord will pass over. But the blood, the reason why God passed over was so that they could be delivered out of bondage. And sometimes we need to look at the Exodus. The Exodus of us coming out of the bondage of sin, out of the clutches of Satan, out of the house of bondage, and so forth. Praise the Lamb of God. And this is major to us. hallelujah, to start really celebrating in an annual way, praise the Lamb of God. Even as we're in this 50 days, we need to be celebrating salvation.
That's
we
right.
Need to be celebrate. We need to celebrate deliverance. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. See, when you celebrate something, you don't celebrate it just to be happy. You celebrate to reflect. It causes you to reflect upon what God has done for you. Praise the Lamb of God. And a lot of people don't reflect upon what God has done for them. It's all always about what they want him to do. Hallelujah. But do you know what you want God to do? It's connected to your deliverance. If you had not been delivered, God wouldn't be doing for you what he's doing for you today. So you always have to reflect back on your deliverance. And this is what they were doing, praise the Lamb of God, in Jerusalem, praise the Lamb of God. They would build the tabernacles, their little tabernacles, their little huts, and they would enter into these little huts and live in them, praise the Lamb of God, during these 50 days. Because they were strangers. They had no homes. They were in the wilderness. It's from the 50 days represents from the Sabbath, praise the Lamb of God, of the Passover, all the way till, praise the Lamb of God, Sinai. When they got to Sinai, it was the giving of the law, praise the Lamb of God. So we have to look at that, people of God, hallelujah, and recognize, praise the Lamb of God, what that was going on and transpiring. What was transpiring here in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost, praise the Lord. We just look at Pentecost as 50, but there was a celebration going on in the midst of this Pentecost called Oma, praise the Lamb of God, and it was the celebration of the Exodus and, praise the Lamb of God, the giving of the law. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, in our estimation, when we talk about the giving of the law, which brings righteousness, so that we can live in righteousness, so we then that's when we look to Jesus. We look to Jesus Christ, praise the Lamb of God, who is our righteousness. Hallelujah. Who redeemed us from up under the law. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So that the law of death would not have any effect upon us. Praise the Lamb of God. Because of the deliverance that he has brought us out of. I just wanted to point that little point out, praise the Lamb of God, which is really a big point, because it holds, praise the Lamb of God, power to why God did what he did at that precise time. Why did he wait to Pentecost to send the Holy Ghost? Why did he wait to Pentecost to send the Holy Ghost? Right in this festival, in this feast, praise the Lamb of God, of Tabernacle, in this feast, hallelujah, of letting the land rest those 49 days, praise the Lamb of God, that God told them to let the land rest so that there would be jubilee, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. It's a jubilation period. So now since it's a jubilation period, praise the Lamb of God, for the people to be jubilant about their deliverance, God sends the Holy Ghost, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to show them afresh, I've done again what I did before, praise the Lamb of God. I'm sending you another level of deliverance through my Son, Jesus Christ, and by my Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, the Holy Ghost. And he gives it to them to indwell them, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. At Sinai, God was with his people. At Pentecost, God is in his people. Hello, light bulbs. At Sinai, God was with the people. At Pentecost, God indwells his people. Praise the Lamb of God. So that's something for us to rejoice in. Now, when they start speaking in tongues and what have you, praise the Lamb of God, I want you to note that the significant was upon the listeners, those who heard them, praise the Lamb of God, and Prophet Daryl and Brett, y'all might can help me with this, because if they're speaking in new tongues, praise the Lamb of God, but then everyone that heard them speaking in their native language. So, if Brett was speaking in tongue on the day of Pentecost, and I was from Africa and I spoke Swahili, I would hear everybody speaking in tongue speaking in my language. It's right there in your Bible. So there's something very supernatural going on here, praise the Lamb of God, that they could hear, praise the Lamb of God, them speak in their own language, and at the same time, praise the Lamb of God, these men were speaking, or those that was in the upper room were speaking in a dialect that was not their normal dialect. Now, if you read prior to, praise the Lamb of God, you'll see all of these different nationalities that was represented in Jerusalem at this time. It talks about all of these various nationalities, praise the Lamb of God, of people who came from everywhere for the celebration, starting at, you know, down here at the ninth verse. Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and dwellers in Mesopotamia, Julia, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Egypt, all of these, Libya, all Rome, all of these different nationalities are represented in all these different tongues are represented in Jerusalem during this time that's hearing them speak. But when they speak, it says that each of them heard them in their own language. Look what they said in verse 11. It said, the Cretans and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. So it wasn't just on the tongue speaking, it was on the ear too. That God will open up their inner ear to hear them in a special way, so that they could receive, praise the Lamb of God, and be the first recipients of salvation. In other words, what I'm saying is God does the preparatory work, praise the Lamb of God. It's not all about our power. The world has to be prepared for us. I wish somebody would get this, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When we were saved, brothers and sisters, I don't care which one of us it is, when you were saved, praise the Lamb of God, it wasn't just because God anointed the preacher or whoever witnessed to you, praise the Lamb of God. He did something to you also so that you would receive, praise the Lamb of God, so that you would receive this powerful, praise the Lamb of God, salvific experience. And so what I'm telling you all in this season is, even though we're praying for the power of the endowment of the Holy Ghost to give us, praise the Lamb of God, what he gave these people, hallelujah, with power and demonstration, we need to pray also, praise the Lamb of God, that the world is ready for us, that the world is ready and prepared, praise the Lamb of God, to receive our witness. Because if they're not, if the Holy Spirit has not done the preparatory work, they will not hear us. And there's no sense in witnessing if you're not going to save people. Praise the Lamb of God. Salvation is a total work of grace and faith, and we must understand that. Praise the Lamb of God, as we're entering into this season of witnessing. We must understand that. The total work, praise the Lamb of God. We like to go out and say, well, we witnessing. You know, we got all these people say, you didn't do nothing. All you did was open your mouth. God did the work, and he did it by the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. So this is what is happening here in Acts, the second chapter. There's the endowment of the Holy Spirit lighting upon them in cloven tongues of fire. Praise the Lamb of God. There's the endowment, praise the Lamb of God, of them speaking in another language, another dialect. And then there's the endowment of those that's hearing them. Praise the Lamb of God. That they're able to hear them and declare that they're speaking the mighty works of God. It's right there, praise the Lamb of God, in our Bibles. Hallelujah. And then watch this. Others, verse 13, were mocking, saying, these men are full of new wine. Praise the Lamb of God. That'll always allow you to know, praise the Lamb of God, there's always going to be some people who have not been conditioned. There's always going to be some people who are going to reject, praise the Lamb of God, and not receive what God has, praise the Lamb of God. They have not been prepared. They have not been conditioned to receive the Word of God, and you can't lose your mind about that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You can't think it's because you didn't witness right. Hallelujah. You can witness to some people day and night, week after week, and they will not budge. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And then one day, the Lord will prick their hearts because of conditions and circumstances in their life, and they'll rise up themselves and go to church. And that'll be their salvation day. And you didn't witness to them for a whole year straight and could not penetrate, praise the Lamb of God, because that's how God works and that's how God does things, praise the Lamb of God. And we must understand that, people of God. Hallelujah. So when salvation and witnessing gets ready to affect the community, praise the Lamb of God, or a city, or a nation, it's because, praise the Lamb of God, that nation or that city, that community has been saturated in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that God goes forth, hallelujah, by his Spirit and prepare the ground for those that's coming. Listen to the voice of Jesus, praise the Lamb of God, at the bottom and top of Matthew 9, going into chapter 10, praise the Lamb of God, when he told his disciples, he said, pray the Lord of the harvest, praise the Lamb of God, that he send laborers, hallelujah, because the field is white, hallelujah, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. In other words, what he was telling his disciples there was, things are conditioned for salvation. Things are conditioned by my Father, praise the Lamb of God, for harvest. That's one problem. There is no laborers. So pray ye the Lord of the harvest that he send laborers. Praise the Lamb. But then when you look in chapter 10, hallelujah, he sent them. Praise the Lamb of God. Because the conditions were conducive, praise the Lamb of God, for the harvest. The conditions were conducive for the harvest. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm saying to you all today, people of God, that God is conditioning, hallelujah, our surroundings through all that's taking place, these bombings, these explosions, traumatic weather, catastrophic events, all the economic plight, all of these things are working together, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. For when we go and witness the people, praise the Lamb of God, that the fallow ground has already been broken up. One of the hardest persons to witness to is someone who is financially solvent. One of the hardest persons to witness to is a person who is not having no trouble or going through anything. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Those are the most difficult people to witness to. People who are praise the Lamb of God, gospel ready, are those, praise the Lamb of God, who are broken. Those who are hurting. Those who are sick. Those who are broke. Those who are suffering. Those who are stretched out. Those who see no way for peace. They recognize that they need someone on the outside to come in and change conditions. So then, praise the Lamb of God, their hearts are easily swayed to turn to God. Hallelujah. But God has set these conditions so that the harvest can be plentiful for us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. But if we stay behind church doors, celebrating one another's salvation, if we stay behind church doors, celebrating each other, patting each other on the back for being saved every Sunday, high-fiving each other and turning God's house into a social club, then the world will go to hell and we will go through hell, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, because the world has gone. This is, praise the Lamb of God, the place that our society is at right now, praise the Lamb of God. We're looking at the decay. We're looking at the rottening away of the moral fabric of our society. We're looking at decadence. We're looking at abominations. We're looking at sin and wickedness, praise the Lamb of God, all around us. Hallelujah. And the hour of harvest, praise the Lamb of God, is upon us. What we do in this season, praise the Lamb of God, will facilitate whether or not, praise the Lamb of God, revival will break out in America. The way saints are praying right now, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, will facilitate whether or not revival will break out in America. Hallelujah. And thus to fast. Thus we press on the door of God. Thus we pray God equip us from holy boldness to the power of demonstration. Hallelujah. That when we stretch forth our hands to heal, that God will stretch forth his hand. Hallelujah. People of God, that's the condition, praise the Lamb of God, that we're in this season, praise the Lamb. I want to bring this full circle, praise the Lamb of God, to you today. I wanted to bring this out in the second chapter of Acts, praise the Lamb of God, because we've been talking about the Holy Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to us. Hallelujah. But this is the greatest, praise the Lamb of God, level of the Holy Spirit, is when the Holy Spirit is utilized in you and through you to save others, to convict others of sin, praise the Lamb of God, to lead others into truth, praise God, hallelujah, to infect others with his presence. As long as we're holding the Holy Spirit in us and we're having us a tongue party when we get together and everybody's speaking in tongue and everything and all of this and no people are being saved, then, praise the Lamb of God, we're just practice running. That's all we're doing, praise the Lamb of God. That's all the church has been doing. We've been practice running on each other, speaking in tongue and doing all of these things we do, hallelujah, but our baptism pools are dry. Hallelujah. Our baptism pools are dry, meaning souls are not being won to the kingdom. This must change. Even when you hear of churches such as T.D. Jakes, Praise the Lamb of God Ministries, you hear of churches of that magnitude, How come we don't never hear them say, we baptized 5,000 people this past week? I mean, you got 30,000 members, but you ain't never baptized 5,000 at one time or 700 at one time? You got 30,000 saints who are not witnessing. They have in church, but they're not witnessing. The harvest is white now. Praise the Lamb of God. The conditions, turn to CNN and it'll show you the conditions, praise the Lamb of God, of a people that need God, of a nation that's confused because it has departed from its God, a backslidden nation, hallelujah, and from the climate itself to the calamities to the catastrophic events, it all says God is tired and God is ready for change, hallelujah. God is ready for change. That's all it says to us. The people of God, I wanted to drop this on you. And I know, praise the Lamb of God, there's a lot of people who want personal prophecy today and this, that, or another. Praise the Lamb of God, and that's all good and all wonderful with me as it relates to this. I don't mind doing that, praise the Lamb of God. I have no problem sharing, praise the Lamb of God, and prophesied and what have you to various individuals as we do normally on this show on Saturday. But at the same time, people of God, I got to tell you what's going on, and I got to tell you the truth. Hallelujah. And I got to give you some teaching that's going to bring you to the place, praise the Lamb of God, of understanding what is happening in your society around you and your world. Because let me tell you something. If you think it's hot now, praise the Lord, you think a lot going on now, let us continue to keep quiet, and it's going to get closer and closer to a community and a house near you. It's going to get closer and closer, praise the Lamb of God, to your doorstep until you have to break out with God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Pressure and persecution started the witnessing events. Pressure and persecution, praise the Lamb of God, started the witnessing campaign in the days of the apostles. It wasn't that they just got together and said, you know what, we're going to start witnessing. Hell broke out. Persecution broke out that scattered them across the then known world. And they was witnessing as they went because they knew, praise the Lamb of God, there's only one way to reverse this. Hallelujah. And people of God, let me tell you something. A saved nation is a safe nation. Hallelujah. A saved city is a safe city. A saved community is a safe community. Hallelujah. A saved nation is a healthy nation. A saved nation, praise the Lamb of God, is a wealthy nation. A saved nation is a prosperous nation. Hallelujah. A people that know their God. Hallelujah. A people that know their God, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Is a protected people. God will protect. God will watch over. God will keep peace at your gates and your borders. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. We are the agents of change. We are the agents of change. Praise the Lamb of God. When the Holy Ghost comes, you see what Peter did? The denier. He's the spokesman now. Read chapter 2. He's the spokesman now. Praise the Lamb of God. And he preached Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to hear this. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to give me a couple of more minutes here. But I want you to hear this. Praise the Lamb of God. In his preaching of Jesus, praise the Lamb of God, he preached to all of these different nationalities. And he preached Jesus. He didn't preach nothing special to each nationality. He didn't say, well, to these Grecians, I got to preach this way. To these Jews, it's got to be preached this way. To those that's from here, it's got to be done this way. To the youth, it's got to be done this way. To the old, it needs to be done this way. I need to dress a different way for them to receive this. He preached Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's the power of God until salvation. It's the only power. Read Romans 10. Hallelujah. It's the power of God through the foolishness, the Bible says, through the foolishness of the preaching of the gospel has God elected and chosen to save men. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that power is still available today. All of this dressing up and performing and this, that, and another to attract and this, that, and another, all you have to do is witness as you go. Praise the Lamb of God. All you have to do is share Christ as you see the need for him to be shared. And watch what God does. Praise the Lamb of God. A change, people of God, is on the horizon. A change is on the horizon. And I'm proud to say, praise the Lamb of God, that you are a part of the change. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to listen to a song and we'll be right back.
God, we're open.
We're open.
Speak to us.
Speak to us.
we're open. Speak to us now. Speak to us. Trumpet your voice. Break our hearts for the things that break yours. We hear the words of the Lord say, don't stay 4 months, and then comes the harvest. But lift up your eyes. Fields are ripe with harvest. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. But we say no more, no more. We are people, we will rise and we will go. Given, full of songs, full of businesses that could have changed the world, but I held on to it because I got comfortable and I got complacent. But when I get to heaven, I want to hear him tell, well done, good and faithful servant. That's what I want to hear, because I know that I've done everything that I'm supposed to do. So I say this, I want to live a life poured out. I want to live a life poured out. I want to live a life poured out. I wanna live a life poured out. Come on, dear Greek, say.
Yeah.
you believe that tonight? This is a generation of world changers. We are God's change agents in the earth. Come on, say. Say we can change the world. Come on, say. I want you to get this in your heart tonight. You can do it. You can do it. This is the generation. We're not powerless. We're not without authority. But we're His agents in the earth. Come on, say, we can change.
We can change the world. We can change our society. We can change our cities. We can change our conditions. If my people are called by my name, humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. And I would heal the land. We can change the world. If my people, not if the president, if my people, not your senator or your mayor, if my church, if my people are called by my name, would humble themselves. They would turn from their wicked ways. They would seek my face. If they would pray, then will I. Nothing else can change. Nothing else, people of God. Hallelujah. I bless you. I bless you. I hope something I said, praise the Lamb of God, helps somebody. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm like the old preachers. Hallelujah today. Hallelujah. If Israel is not saved, Jacob will not lose his reward because I shared it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All right, people of God, it's prophetic hour. It's prophetic time. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. Prophet Daryl has jumped off. He's gone. Praise the Lamb of God. Brett's gone. Praise God. But I'm here. And the Lord is here. That's more important than me being here. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Bless God today. And we are going to go forth, praise the Lamb of God, in this prophetic moment. God, the word has gone forth already. Praise God. And the prophetic word is going to go forth for the next, praise the Lamb of God, 30 minutes or so. Hallelujah. Let me do a couple of things, praise God, because I know y'all going to start jumping off the line. Praise the once you receive a prophetic word, praise God. You can start pushing one on your dial if you would like to speak to the prophet, praise the Lamb of God. You can start pushing one on your dial, but I want to, praise the Lamb of God, talk to you all about, praise God, May 12th through the 16th. Praise God, May 12th through the 16th, boy, at the New Jerusalem Church in Flint, Michigan. Oh, my goodness gracious, what pastor. Patrick Saunders is the shepherd. Boy, I tell you what a time is going to be up there. Mike Murdoch, praise the Lamb of God, will be there that Sunday morning. Praise the Lamb of God that Tuesday. Pastor E.L. Branch is coming that Wednesday. Bishop William H. Murphy Jr. Will be there with them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There is one more. No, I think then that Thursday is Pastor E.L. Branch, praise the Lamb of God, Pastor Third New Hope Church. And then that Friday, oh my God, Bishop Noel Jones, praise the Lamb of God, May 12th through the 16th. Circle your calendars. All roads will lead to Flint, Michigan. Praise God at the New Jerusalem Church on Carpenter, New Jerusalem Full Gospel Baptist Church. Oh, my goodness, what a power pack week is that going to be with my friend and brother. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Praise God. Pastor Saunders, what an anointed time it's going to be. And you all are invited to come and share with us, because I'm going to be there too. Praise the Lamb of God in the midst of that. Hallelujah. Probably be doing some prophesying and things of that nature. Hallelujah. So you want to come and be a part of that at New Jerusalem, 7 o'clock nightly. Hallelujah. Starting on the 12th. That Monday, there would be no service. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Hallelujah. Climaxing the 12th through the 16th in Flint, Michigan. Praise the Lord. Oh, boy, how exciting that. Don't forget, people of God, hallelujah, to join me, if you would, and be a part of our audience here in Southfield, Michigan, at the Word Network. Prophet Shakespeare will be on the Word Network. Praise the matter of fact, Pastor Saunders will be on there too, along with Bishop Bloomer. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, on the Word Network on Friday night. Praise the Lamb of God on Friday night, this Friday night, which is tomorrow night. Praise the Lamb of God. Come and share with us. Come and be a part of what God is doing in this season. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, I love Jesus today. Praise the Lord. My God, I love him. I love him. I love him. I love him today. Praise the Lord. Let me see here. Who is this? Calling in. Praise the Lord. Erico 614. Hello.
Good afternoon, Prophet.
Hi, Lily. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. I mean, today's not one of my better days, but praise God, I'm still here.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. You know what, Lily? First of all, I want to pray with you and for you, if that's all right.
Yes, Prophet, that's fine.
Hallelujah. Let me pray with you and for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this, your daughter. I thank you for this time that we share, Father. I know that you're God by yourself. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, your daughter has been through so much pain, so much, Father, hallelujah. And I come now asking you to look upon her. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to release the balm of Gilead. God, let the healing virtue, hallelujah, touch her body even now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I feel your warmth, Father. Hallelujah. Touch, Father. Heal your daughter. Give yourself a mighty name. We take no glory, Father. It's all for your kingdom, and that she might run with a testimony, that she might run and share. Hallelujah, Father. I preach your word even today. And I've declared, Father, that this is the season, hallelujah, of signs and wonders and miracles because of the power of demonstration for salvation. Shock, oh God, hallelujah, unbeliever into belief today through the miracle that's in your child's body. Bless her now, Father, hallelujah. Bless her, Father. Bless her today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is speaking. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. God said he's going to cause every ounce of your being, Lily, to be filled with his presence. Praise the Lamb of God. Every ounce of your being to be filled with my presence, says the Lamb of God. And God says, hallelujah, that as this transpires in your life, praise the Lamb of God, you will never experience a pain till I come for you. You will never experience
sickness
till I come for you, says the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Going to cause you to be a healing agent in the earth, saith the Lord, and I'm going to use you, praise the Lamb of God, for my glory. I've spoken this day, saith the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In the name of Yeshua, in Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb of
God. Praise God. I received that prophet. I received that.
Oh, my goodness, I praise God. But, girl, I'm on fire. I'm so warm. My goodness, all in my chest, my head. Hallelujah. I broke out in a sweat. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let healing virtue be upon you, daughter. I bless you today. Be blessed, girl.
Thank you. Thank you. I receive that.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Those of you that's listening to my voice, don't forget, praise the Lamb of God. Those of us that's fasting, our Jubilee offering in this season, praise the Lamb of God, our Pentecostal Jubilee offering. I bless you today. I know this is my girl, Bertha. Bertha, this you?
Yes, Prophet. How are you today?
I'm blessed today. Bertha, how you doing?
I am blessed and highly favored of the Most High God.
All right, Bertha, my hand's raised. You call to prophesy to me?
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, Jesus. As you were teaching today on Acts, and I was sitting in the backyard, and I was listening to the show, and the winds just began to blow so fervently over this way, as you were saying, and there came the sound as of a mighty rushing wind.
God said
he's not breathing on you anymore. He's blowing.
God.
The winds are blowing on you and in you. The fire is not just little flames of fire, but he's blowing, and the flames of fire are igniting higher and greater in you. There's a fire that God has released in you. My God. My God. God said, keep teaching his word, because he's tired of the minds of his people being confused. Teach his word, because his word is true, his word is holy, and
Hallelujah. In
his word is life.
Hallelujah.
God said, keep doing what you're doing, because the winds are blowing, says the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my God. Thank you, daughter. I wasn't expecting that, Bertha. My God,
yes,
I was really jesting with you. Oh, my God, the Spirit is so heavy. Bless your name. Bless your name.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Jesus.
Bertha, the Lord said by this time next month, you're going to be running and shouting.
Hallelujah.
The Lord said by this time next month, praise the what's the date? The 18th. Hallelujah. God said by this time, next, you're going to be running and shouting about
Hallelujah.
What he's about.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
God
Hallelujah.
Said to tell you it's released. Praise the Lamb of God. That's
Jesus.
What the Lord
Thank
said
you.
To tell Bertha. It's released. Hallelujah. Praise
Jesus.
The Lamb of
Thank God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We give
Thank
you praise.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
God said, now remember the promise. He said, tell us, and now remember the promise. Hallelujah. There he is. Strong. Bless his name.
God said it in your son.
Glory
to God.
Glory to Christ.
Jesus.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Boy, look at the, oh my goodness, my God.
Glory to God.
Of the Lord is here. The Lord is on the show, people. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. All right. There's no one else has pushed one on your dial. Praise the Lamb. You got to push one on your phone dial, people. If you don't push one on your telephone, praise it. It means you don't want a word. Praise the Lamb of God. I am not invading your privacy unless the Lord speaks directly to me and tell me to do it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Praise the Lamb, right? Here is another one. Praise God. Hallelujah. Error code 630.
Good afternoon, Prophet.
Good afternoon. Shatwan, this is my granddaughter.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. Praise God. How are you doing today, daughter?
I am blessed today. I'm out. We flooded everywhere, but we still out.
Well, I'm telling you, before you say that, you know what the Lord told me to tell you?
What did he say?
The Lord told me to tell you brand new.
Yes, it is.
No. God's going to give you brand new.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. He's going to give you some brand new stuff. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
I receive it.
Hallelujah. God says brand new. He said, tell her I said brand new. Praise the Lamb of God. And that's all he said to you. Brand new. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want you to put that word on your mouth, too.
Brand new. Praise God.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And anybody you walk through that they tell you that they basement flooded or they furniture or whatever, I want you to look at them and say, brand new. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You speak the word of life over them. Brand new. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Some of people don't understand, praise the Lamb of God. Some calamities is an opportunity for God to bless you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Y'all need to read Bishop Morton's book and hear his testimony. The best thing ever happened to him was Katrina. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Millions of dollars have come into his hand because of that.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. The soul. Millions of dollars into his hand. He told me, he said, I got more now than I ever had in my life.
Yes. Brand new.
Hallelujah. Sometimes the messing is your blessing. Praise the Lamb of God. Sometimes the messing, people of God, is your blessing. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We don't know when to shout sometimes. Praise God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Oh,
the Lord is here today. Yeah. Praise the Lamb. I just love God. I'm just loving God on the. Wait a minute. Hallelujah. Woo!
Jesus.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
God said he's about to move you into another area. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You better get ready. God is about to move you into another area. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. I know he's brand new to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. God said he's moving you into another area. Praise the Lamb of God. There's going to be some new things there for you. I bless you, daughter.
Thank you, prophet.
Hallelujah. Yes. Who's that there with you?
I got Sandra, Raphael, and Prophet Daryl.
Sandra on the phone. I can tell Prophet Dale, how come he ain't on here helping me today? He should be on here helping me, Prophet, these people. You know, he got off.
Good afternoon, Prophet. My phone's calling
up. How you doing, daughter?
I am blessed and highly favored, just overjoyed and bubbling in the Holy Spirit.
The Lord came through for you, didn't it?
Oh, yes. He awesome. That's all I can say. He awesome.
He awesome.
He
Hallelujah.
Awesome.
The Lord is awesome, man. He came through for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But he ain't through yet.
Hallelujah.
He ain't through with you yet.
Jesus.
You got some more
praise
coming.
Oh,
you got some more.
Thank
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
Another one. I said you got some more coming.
Glory.
Yes, God.
I wish the saints would hear the prophet today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lamb of God. God is about to bless you with some more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But, Sandra, let me tell you, you would use your gifts. Praise the Lamb of God. If you would use your gifting the way God has blessed you, praise the Lamb of God in the prophetic, and what God be speaking and showing, if you would settle down and settle in, stay in that word, stay in prayer, praise the Lamb of God, God's going to release some stuff to you that's going to blow your mind.
Yes, yes.
And he's going to release a lot of it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He's going to release a lot of it, people. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But you're going to have to settle down, settle in, hear, and speak what God speaks. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
And it's going to blow your mind what God is going to do. Hallelujah.
Yes. I received that prophecy. And I will
glory
be obedient.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my God, how I love you today, Father. Praise the Lamb. Wait a minute, I got some caller here. Wait a minute, I got another caller. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. Who is this here? Erico 662.
Yes.
Who's calling?
Chantel. Yes.
Chantel who?
Wilson.
Where you calling from, Chantel?
Mississippi.
Mississippi?
Yes.
Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Dale, is this you?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Bless your name, Prophet Dale. Prophet Dale, we got Chantel on here from where you like to be down in Mississippi. Hallelujah. Love to go down to Mississippi. That's he like going down south. Praise the Lamb.
Come visit anytime.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Prophet Dale, you want to talk to Chantel?
I just want to tell you, sister, God said he's been ready to turn it around in your favor. And the moment that you release it and give it to him, he's going to work it out in your favor. He said this is a season of overflow for you. He's getting ready to give you an overflow. Because, see, the Lord said you are overdue for a miracle. I don't know what it is or what you got up before the Lord, but God said you are standing in the midst of an overflow. And you are overdue for a miracle. God said a miracle is getting ready to hit your family here. Hallelujah here. Glory be to God. I don't know who it is that's suffering with an illness in their body, but God said he's getting ready to breathe on them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I want to tell you this, for the Lord said, for the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but they mighty from God. For the next 21 days, I want you to start, I want you to begin to pull things down that's been trying to hold you back and trying to hinder you. All because there's some folk that you got to cut loose. You got to stay away from around them, all because it's a jealous spirit that's been released and out for you.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you.
And I don't know what's this about a job here, but God said the position of the guard getting ready to change.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
And he told me to tell you he has not forgot about you and he has not forsaken you.
Thank you, Lord. That's what I need to hear.
And
oh, my God.
The next 21 days, I want you to let your conversation be yay, nay, and amen.
Yes.
For the next 21 days.
For the next 21 days.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
He's the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prophet Dale, now that needs to go to a lot of people. Praise the Lamb of God. They need to make a covenant with their mouth and shut up.
Yes.
Thanks so much.
Jesus.
Stop talking about people. Keep your mouth quiet. Study to be quiet, the scripture says. Study to be quiet. Hallelujah. And let your conversations be holy. That's the word of God.
That's right.
Praise the Lamb of God. And when you speak, If you say you're going to do something, do it.
That's right. Yes, sir.
If you're not going to do it, don't do it. That's what yay and nay mean.
Amen.
Because God bounds you by your words. See, we don't understand how powerful our words are. God bounds us by our words. The Bible says, praise the Lamb of God. It just went across my mind moving so fast. Hallelujah. It does that when I'm under the anointing here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My word is my bond.
That's right.
What he said.
My word is my bond. That means it's my signature.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. And it bounds me to what I have spoken. It's as a contract. That's the way the word of God is. Praise the Lamb of God. And what comes out of saints' mouth, praise the Lamb of God, become their bond. When they say they're going to do something, and don't do it.
Hallelujah.
Because it turns into a lie.
Glory to God.
Let your yea be yea and your nay be nay.
Thank you, Lord.
And that you promise you're going to do, perform it. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Where is Rocky? Not where's Reggie?
Reggie is at home. We left him
Reggie
at home.
Where?
We left him at the house. He should be on the radio listening.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. I did see him on the page. You might be listening. I'm saying, Reggie, y'all can transfer the praise of Reggie. The Lord said that he's going to give you an apartment. Praise the Lamb of God. He's over there.
Brandon,
God said apartment over there, and God says this apartment is his dwelling place.
Yes.
Now that's what God told me to tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. He's going to give you an apartment over there. Praise the Lamb of God. But the place that he's going to give you is going to be his dwelling place.
Jesus.
So mind how you work there. Mind what you do. Mind what you allow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what the Lord just spoke. Praise God. Hallelujah. Who else there with you?
Raphael is right here.
I ain't speaking to Raphael. He snuck away from me.
Good afternoon, Prophet.
How you doing, Raphael?
I'm good, Prophet. How are you?
Hallelujah. I'm fine. What's going on, man?
Nothing much here in Chicago with all of this rain and water and wetness.
You ran over there. So you won, you know. And you, if you get caught in the water, it's over. Because it ain't got to go too high, you know. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Bless him. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Raphael, the Lord brings back his word to me concerning you. Praise the Lamb of God. About standing and staying. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. But I'll also see, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I also see a pastorage, praise the Lamb, in the near future, if you can stand and stay.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
I hear you.
Praise the Lamb of God. So, you know, in the midst of that, praise the Lamb of God, you're going to have to bring yourself into a place, hallelujah, of refining yourself. Hallelujah. Mm. That's the wrong word. It's redefining. Redefining yourself, praise the Lamb of God, in the eyes of people. Praise the Lamb of God. A new you needs to emerge.
Glory
a
to
new
God.
You. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's coming forth. Hallelujah. Even as a butterfly emerges out of cocoon, so shall you. Praise the Lamb of God in the name of Jesus. We got some more callers here. Praise God. Erico,
hey. Hey, Prophet, this is Reggie.
Man, it's too late. I already gave your word out. Praise the Lamb of God. You should have been here when
I was listening. Uh-huh. My internet moves so slow, though, but I just had to call in and say thank you, and I received it, and I got it.
You got it?
Yes,
praise
sir.
The Lamb of God. God's going to give it to you. Praise the Lamb of God. And God said that is his holy dwelling place. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Sanctified and let it be holy.
Okay.
And let it be holy. Praise the Lamb of God. Holiness is cleanliness also.
Sure. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. So you got to keep it clean. Hallelujah. Because you got a visitor. Hallelujah. That's taking residence. All right, I done told you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Just as sure as God is in heaven, watch it come to pass in Jesus' mighty name. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. The Lord is saying, praise the Lamb of God. There's a grace that's going to be given to you concerning that place. Hallelujah. And the furnishings that God is going to provide and everything because that you're going to offer it up to him as he is. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. A grace is going to be there. Praise the Lamb. Now, I can tell you what that means. God's going to pay the rent. Hallelujah. God's going to prepare things for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ministry is going to go on in that place when people visit you. Just as you have went there and ministry has taken place there, At granddaughter's house,
mm-hmm.
He wants ministry to take place there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In your place. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Woo, the Lord is faithful and kind, ain't he? Praise God. He is good today. I love him. I love him. I love him. God I serve. Hallelujah. He's such an awesome God. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right, prophet. I got one for you. Yep. Going to you now. I ain't gonna do all the work. Erico 303. Who's calling?
Hello.
Hello. That's Janelle.
Hi. Yes, this is Janelle. Hi, Prophet.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
We're doing good. We only got a few minutes here. I'm gonna let Prophet Daryl talk to you today. Come on, Prophet Sanders.
Bless you, bless you. Since I heard the Lord said that he had already paved the way for you. He has already lightened up the load for you. And God, the only thing he wants you to do is trust him and walk in it. Because he said this is your due season. This is your season for good and plenty here. Hallelujah. This is your season of harvest here. All because the Lord said you have gave out, you have shared, and you have sowed seeds, and you have blessed the people of God. And since you have sow seeds and bless the people of God, God said, now you're getting ready to reap your harvest.
My God in heaven.
And I don't know what this about a move, but God said you're getting ready to pack up and move him. All because you need to move in a new spot here, so says the Holy Ghost. And not only that, he said you're getting ready to move, but you're getting ready to go back to school here and send some education here, God said. And it's going to mean much for you.
My God in heaven.
God said you got entrepreneurship on your life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
You got entrepreneurship on your life.
Thank you, Lord.
My God. God, that's not a word that I know there. It's the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bless, daughter.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you.
All right, baby. Be blessed. Hallelujah. Erico 504.
Good morning, Prophet. Good morning, everyone on the phone call. This is Denise.
And this Denise, that voice, praise the Lamb of God. I know that voice from anywhere in the world. That's Denise's voice right now. Because she sounds like she all the way back down under the bayou somewhere. Praise the Lord. She got that accent real bad. Them Creoles got her real bad. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, Prophet. Talk to Adele. Son, just come on here, man. Hallelujah.
Well, I just want to tell you that all is well for you. I want to just tell you all is well. I want to let you know that only thing you got to do is expect greatness in this season.
Woo!
Only thing you got to do is expect greatness in this season here. Don't expect less, but expect great, because you got greatness upon you.
Oh,
hallelujah. And the more you get in contact with the Lord, God is going to give you an overflow. You don't have so much to wear, therefore you're going to have to give stuff away. You're going to have to find yourself blessing people here.
Lord Jesus.
And I don't know what this is about, a mentorship. I don't know what this is about, mentorship, but it's some folk that you're getting ready to mentor and minister and teach them how to be women of Zion.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. On their behalf in this season. This is your season to expect great things.
Hallelujah.
I don't even know what you've been praying and asking God for, but God says it's already done.
Hallelujah.
The Lord says yes. I don't know what you've been waiting on for him, but I heard him say yes. So
hallelujah.
You let yes be a blessing to you for the rest of this month.
Hallelujah.
My God in heaven. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. The Lord is speaking on this show today.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Now, you know, I can say amen. That's all I can do is say amen to that, Danae. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Speaking the stuff I've been speaking to you. Praise the Lamb of God. That's why I'd like somebody to be on so that, praise the Lamb of God, they can speak, hallelujah, and confirm the things
amen.
That happen to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm glad it's a different person. Praise the Lamb of God today.
Praise God.
Here with me. Praise the Lamb of God. But this is a different voice. Hallelujah. To bless your lives today. And I thank God for Prophet Daryl Saunders. Do you know I've never met him? If I did, I don't know it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But our spirits have connected, and I thank God for him today. Praise the Lamb of God being here with us. People of God, we're out of time. Praise God. I'm going to see, can we do this? Who is this last? 224? Who is this?
This is Maginese Prophet.
I don't know why Maginese's calling in. She should be prophesying to all of us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. She should be giving me and Prophet Dale a word today. Praise
amen.
The Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Got anything you can tell her now, Prophet?
Imagine if the Lord said it's over now.
Uh-oh.
It's over now. The wait is over. Now,
Lord,
he just wants a praise and a thank you. Because your praise has been quiet. Your faith has been tried and you have endured. And since you have endured as a good soldier, God said, it's over now. Now he's getting ready to bless you double. Same way as he did Job, he's getting ready to bless you double for your trouble. Double
my
for
God
your shame. Hey, double for your misconfusion and misunderstanding. God said he's getting ready to give you double.
Jesus.
In this season, you get up for the next, for the next 8 days, expecting something new every day to be in a good place in your life.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb.
And it started today. I want to say somebody walked up to me and gave me $120 just out the blue, just put it in my hand. I'm like, what is this? They like, just because. I'm like, well, okay, I started shouting then. But for the past
hallelujah.
2 days, I've been watching
posture. Hallelujah. People of God, we're out of time. We got to go. They're going to shut me down. I love you. I bless you. Listen, tomorrow we'll be here. Intercessors, get ready. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm excited about your future. Thank you, Prophet Dale. Hallelujah. Love you guys.
That's your problem.
There's a new day dawning to me. clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. You got work and walk and walk.